seeks everything you ever wanted. One moment that you capture, just let it slip. Yo. His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud.
EG3 Show. Quite fitting, is it? Eddie Greer in the house for the EG3 Show. What's up, everybody? This podcast, as usual, for those who've just turned in for the first time in quite a while or have been listening every week throughout the playoff run, the EG3 Show is all about the latest in NASCAR, Cable Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of motorsports, and got quite the rundown for you guys. Once again, packed episode looking back at Texas, and all three divisions are in their finale before the championship bout next weekend in Miami. And also, I failed to mention last week that I had a special announcement coming today towards the end of the podcast before Behind the Wheel. Folks, man, five spots down to, well, actually five drivers, excuse me, competing for that one spot in the Cup Series to get to Miami. Like I said last week, if Truex didn't win, if he had a great showing, which he did, wish he would have won it, but if he did not win it, and somebody else did, there was a great possibility of two spots being clinched, and that's exactly what happened in Texas last week. More into that later on, but before we dive into any more of this episode, gotta excuse me, I've been a little bit under the weather. Happened yesterday afternoon, so you gotta excuse me for a little bit of a squeakiness, a little bit here, but man, so excited for the weekend upcoming up, the Cable World Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and the Cup Series. All three are in their last race to get in the postseason. And the Xfinity Series, again, continues their trend of non-playoff drivers or cup drivers, however you want to put it, winning these playoff races as Erik Jones gets it done once again, basically sweeping the races in 2017 at Texas. He won earlier in the spring and had an awesome car and took it to the house and did that pretty smoothly, I should say here, as Erik Jones took the checkered flag in the O'Reilly Auto Parts 300. Ryan Blaney, Kyle Larson, of course, the Cup vets, they're in the mix. But when you turn the page to the playoff drivers concerning the Xfinity Series, Elliott Sadler led the bunch in that category, finishing in the fourth spot. And behind him, Cole Custer rallied back from a rough start, going a lap down early in this race, turns around and finishes in the top five there in the fifth spot. Then you got Christopher Bell. The last time he was in the Xfinity Series, made that famous slide job on Erik Jones to win at Kansas. Bell comes home in the sixth spot. And remember, Christopher Bell, after his duties in the Truck Series this year, next season he'll be in that 18 machine for Joe Gibbs Racing. And how about the story of, I might be repeating myself here, but Brandon Poole, how about this cat? Been absolutely consistent here in these playoff races. Another top 10 finish. And right behind him, Matt Tiff, who's trying to get in the championship for next week. He's right there. Finished 7th. Then William Byron, Austin Dillon. That was the rest of your top 10 right there in the mix. Other playoff drivers, Daniel Hemric 14th. And I believe The latest one was Ryan Reed sitting there in the 23rd spot. But other than that, big news outside of the playoff drivers for the Xfinity Series concerning the 62 and the 4 of Ross Chastain. Old Grandpa was at it again. That in the means of Brendan Gaughan, kind of the second tier grandfather of Grandpa of the Xfinity Series, getting a tussle with young Ross Chastain after the race. Now, I did not still have really caught on to what went down with these two drivers, but I'm assuming that Chastain might have aggravated the old veteran, and this is a good estimated guess that Brendan Gaughan had enough, and these two have been racing around each other for probably all year long, getting frustrated with each other, and fisticuffs ensued. And I believe there are no fines given in this incident, but Gaughan said in his post-race interview there that he had enough of Ross Chastain and the frustrations, you know, not running well, not being a part of the playoff picture after being eliminated in the first round, kind of sets sails there. So, fisticuffs, in a ways, go down the Xfinity Series. These two, you know, Ross Chastain got nicked up a little bit, had a nice shiner. It was on Twitter, I believe on MRN as well. But, yeah, so some big explosive news there. Not even concerning the playoff drivers, it was the nine guys getting involved in this mess, and chaos ensued. So those two had a little UFC bout going on there. Meanwhile, turn your attention to the next race for the Xfinity Series. You'll see the EG3 show right here on KCSportsRadio.com. The JPEG Sports Network. Oh, by the way, for those of you tuning in this afternoon for today's podcast, Ticket Galaxy 200 at Phoenix Raceway on Saturday afternoon. The coverage starts at 2:30 Central Time. That's 3:30 Eastern Time. And looking at the standings now, as we're down to one race to go before the Championship Four is officially announced. Again, the story, like I've said pretty much every week here in this playoffs concerning the Xfinity Series, nobody has won. No playoff driver has yet to win a playoff race in the Xfinity Series. And that's probably because I was thrown off a little bit beforehand. But I thought for sure that the Cup guys weren't able to race in these races. But I guess that rule was inserted to next year. Maybe they should have inserted this year, because Cup guys have won some races, and then you have some of the non-Cup regulars too getting into the mix as well. But the trio of Junior Motorsports right now, if they continue that pace in Phoenix on Saturday, they'll be locked in to the Championship Four. We all predicted it. Elliott Sadler leads the way. William Byron, Justin Allgaier, top three right now, and Brendan Poole came into Texas 5 to 6 up on Matt Tiff. It remains 5 up on Matt Tiff as we go into the last race before the Championship Four is decided. And of course, you win any of these regulars from the Xfinity Series, win these races, or I should say this race, they're automatically locked in along with the three other cats in this mix. And Brendan Poole has done an amazing job. The consistency he has shown in that 48. Of course, we all know that Kyle Larson, the heavy favorite in the Cup Series for Chip Ganassi, couldn't make it out of the round of 12 thanks to an engine for Chip Ganassi. And Brendan Poole drives for Chip Ganassi in the Xfinity Series. So that'll be big. I'm kind of to replace a little bit the disappointment, devastating disappointment of not getting the homestead. But Brendan Poole, if he can finish it with one of his solid runs, get some stage points a little bit, He will be in Miami competing for a championship. Wow, that's something else. After considering, really, looking at Cole Custer and Daniel Hemric here predicting at the beginning of these playoffs, but Hemric has kind of stumbled a little bit, and Cole Custer has been kind of mistake prone in these playoffs. But, oh, job well done, though, by the 48, excuse my voice again, for Brendan Poole and Chip Ganassi. They'll be kind of saving something here. We'll see what happens when we get to Phoenix. You're listening to the EG3 show right here on KCSportsRadio.com. Eddie Greer here. Going to work here on the podcast today. Kind of a little under the weather, as you can tell by my voice. But soldiering on, as we're down, right down to the last race before the championship four races next weekend in Miami. And who's going to Miami? Golden ticket, Johnny Sauter, for the second consecutive year, even though it was a race later than last year when he won at Martinsville to clinch his spot in the championship four. He did it at Texas for the second consecutive year, straight season. Johnny Sauter, of course, is the defending Truck Series champ, is now going to look to repeat as champ next week when he goes up against probably most likely Christopher Bell, Matt Crafton, if things work out. And then a new fourth driver has unseated Ben Rhodes in the mix. That in the person of Austin Cindric, kind of like Brendan Poole, has put together at the right time tremendous races. Of course, he booted Cass Grala out of the way in Canada to get into these playoffs, and he has not disappointed for Brad Keselowski. Of course, could be a big weekend for the two of them. Keselowski, of course, this team is shutting down its doors at the in pretty much basically when a checkered flag waves in Miami next Friday for the Truck Series. But Keselowski could make it to Championship 4 if things hold up in the Cup side, and if Austin Cindric can master one of his good runs again. He nearly took it away from Sauter last week. That was a great battle to watch. If he can do the same thing here in the Lucas Oil 150, tomorrow night, he will be in the championship four. We know Chris Bell is going to be in there. I know that's probably a given considering the regular season and playoffs he's had. Matt Crafton had some little bit of trouble last week as well. And then turn the page over, Austin Cindric, runner up finish at Texas has put him in this position to possibly get himself to Miami. And if Cindric can get there, it'll be kind of a big weekend for them. Of course, it's for championship weekend. So, of course, Austin Cindric will have to deal with, try to hold off a Toyota and a Chevy if he's going to punch his ticket to compete for a championship next week. Kind of look around the top 10, Sauter, Cindric, Christopher Bell, Chase Briscoe, Justin Haley, the pole sitter for this race in the top five. Grant Infinger, Ryan Truex, Matt Crafton, had some trouble early in the race, but rallied back to finish in the top 10. And finishing in the top 10, Noah Gregson, who also started up in the front row. So now we turn the tables to where we're at now with the playoff six in the Capable Truck Series. We'll take our time out here in a couple of minutes on EG3 show right here on KCSportsRadio.com. Bell leads over Sauter. Of course, Sauter's already going to Miami with a chance to repeat. Matt Crafton holds a healthy lead over fourth place. Austin Cindric right now, the magic number, like the Xfinity Series, is five. Same thing here, Cindric and Ben Rhodes. And remember, Ben Rhodes tied up Ryan Truex in the regular season finale and got in because of the win, or I should say the second place finish at Pocono. Yes, these two have wins. It's going to be really interesting to see stage points. I've talked about it all postseason long. It's going to be a factor in every series here going forward, especially. This is the last time we're going to see stage points all year long. We've seen it all year long. This is the last time we'll see it, of course. We're racing heads up next weekend for the right to be called champion. Austin Center right now, sitting up in here, 5 above Ben Rhodes. That's the spot you're going to be looking for here tomorrow night when these trucks go to battle at Phoenix. So Ben Rhodes, Ben Rhodes struggled a little bit uncharacteristically at Texas, where he's been so strong on those types of mile and a halves. That team's going to have to luster something and a load a lot better if he's going to have a chance to kick a Ford out of the mix for the championship, of course. Brad Keselowski, again, going back to the common denominator for championship weekend. He's going to have to hold off Denny Hamlin. And of course, there's that factor of Ryan Blaney, another Ford in there as well. We will talk about that here in the next segment. And then, of course, John Hunter Nemechek has had a dismal playoff run. But yet, if he wins, he can unseat that and get himself to Miami. But I just don't see it happening with the postseason he's had. Very, very down, or I should say unlucky here in these playoffs for John Hunter Nemechek. So the battle for right now is going to be focused on Austin Cindric against Ben Rhodes, unless we have some catastrophe with Matt Crafton. I don't really see that happening, but hey, this is NASCAR. Anything can happen, and it goes back to last year's race. When William Byron was a complete lock to get himself in with all those wins, engine failure with less than 10 to go cost his chance to race for a championship. So again, we look at all things accounted. Do not leave anything to chance. Nemechek still has this opportunity, but he's going to need to be mistake-free to have opportunity to even get to Miami. So he's the long shot. But Cindric has had a tremendous playoffs. If he can get in, he has a chance to win a championship. EG3 show is going to take our first time out, folks, here on the JPEG Sports Network. When I return, time to break down the AAA Texas 500, where statement was made last weekend, and a rally by the 2-car keeps his hopes alive to finally get in that championship 4 since the format was changed 3 years ago. EG3 show rolls on after this timeout on KCSportsRadio.com.
How could I?
Welcome back to the EG3 show right here on KCSportsRadio.com, the JPEG Sports Network, Eddie Greer in the driver's seat, as usual, for the EG3 show, the latest in the world of NASCAR. We are at Triple Header Phoenix Weekend, where we will decide the four drivers to compete for the title next weekend in Miami. And again, for those who are just tuning in, yeah, my voice is a little bit on the scratchy side here this afternoon. You have to bear with me. Hopefully it'll be fine-tuned for next week's championship week showdown at Homestead. Man, I cannot wait for in segment three. I have news and notes, and of course the special announcement, and then of course to wrap up the podcast, the day behind the wheel will go inside the helmets of the drivers as they compete, try to stay alive in the playoff chase. Kevin Harvick will be a part of the Championship Four in the Cup Series after taking down Truex in the final laps thanks to lap traffic. But other than that, though, the closer lived up to his nickname, Kevin Harvick. Stewart Haas Racing, who transferred their traded manufacturers this year from Chevy to Ford. And my, at the top of the postseason, I really thought that Kevin Harvick would have an opportunity via a Phoenix to get a job done. Well, he's been strong on mile and a half here in these playoffs, and yet again gets it done at Texas. And oh, by the way, count Texas off the list now. As Harvick has won, it is now has boiled down to two here in the Cup Series for Kevin Harvick. But man, Harvick was definitely the fast cat on the racetrack in those last 20 to 25 laps for sure. And even so, even without the lap traffic, he might have gotten around Martin Truex anyway, so it kind of doesn't matter. But the fact that there is a freaking lap traffic to decide a playoff race, you have got to be kidding me. Yes, by now, everyone knows, if you just tune in, yes, I am a Martin Truex Jr. fan when I'm not part of me, obviously. But yes, lap traffic had to decide this thing. Trevor Bayne, obviously, the culprit in another car that I can't remember off top. It was a black car, and if I could find out that name real quick, I'm going to call him out. As well, you gotta know the situation at hand. This is big stakes for these guys in playoff format or in the playoffs. I don't know. Thinking about it, yeah, I'll have to get back on that later. It was either Joey Gase, somebody was, or probably as I think about it right now, actually Cole Whitt might have been a black marker. He and Trevor Bayne, they don't know what they're doing on the racetrack, you know, playing huge havoc in the finish of this race. And like I said just a bit ago with Harvey, he might have got around Truex anyways without the lap traffic, given he was the fastest car at that point of the race. And he tracked down Hamlin and then disposed Truex on the high side. Of course, Texas repaved. A little different format, track format, and Harvick pulled away from him, and that was a wrap for that team. And of course, that swag for Tony Stewart, yeah, it's back. Of course, we've seen it time and time again in these moments with Tony Stewart as a driver and now an owner. Another opportunity for him next week to possibly get another championship. But another chapter is yet to unfold. Who's going to be the other person to lock themselves into Miami? Maybe on Sunday. It is going to be dramatic. You got five guys going for one spot. And, of course, Martin Truex Jr. locked himself in to Miami. He's back for redemption. For a shot at title number one. Meanwhile, Rowdy and Happy will be going for the nicknames of Kyle Busch and Kevin Harvick, respectively. They'll have an opportunity to race for championship number two. The fourth spot right now, Brad Keselowski holds that. And the Hungry Hounds are going to be on him this weekend. And of course, stage points, I talked about that in the last segment. Well, Brad Keselowski did not get stage points last week at Texas due to he and Kyle Busch, imagine that, getting together in turn one in the first lap of the race. Wow, that was something interesting itself. You know by now the story between he and Kyle Busch. They don't like each other. Let's just put it bluntly like that. And Keselowski, I believe, got a little loose, got into the 18. Both of them had to come down, lap down. Kyle Busch rallied back too. But the impressive thing here is, if Keselowski gets to Miami, look back at this race specifically that had got them there. Even though they did not get the stage points that they were looking for, man, that was some drive to get a top five finish out of the deal. But, you know, this is winning your Game 7 of the World Series right here. Well, this is Game 7 for five drivers, and Keselowski still not safe. Why? Because of the fact that you still have Denny Hamlin, 19 out, and then Ryan Blaney in the mix. He's going to have to win. There's no doubt about that. But a situation that I came across that he can point his way in, but you can't point your way in right now, especially with that type of deficit. You're going to have to go out here and pretty much have the mindset, go out here and win the race. That's what's on these drivers' mind right now. You can't just point your way in and think you can point your way in. That was lost when Kevin Harvick took Chariot Flag away. That was probably the worst scenario that these five drivers are up against. They probably would have saw MTJ take it, wear the cowboy hat, and that's that, and have two spots open, but you only have one. This is going to be the chips have anteed up on the table with this, and not to mention Chase Elliott, who led over 100 laps in the spring at Phoenix. He's going to be a hungry hound, and then the unknown of Jimmy Johnson, that sleeping giant who has been really off here in these playoffs in the Cup Series. Not the driver that we've used to seeing running up front, leading laps, being as confident. Man, he looked like he had no confidence after Kansas City. And then he turned around here 2 weeks later to Texas, and they just do not got it right now. They don't got that magic horseshoe, I don't think. And if you're not off that Jimmy bandwagon by now, you should be, because I just don't see this 48 advancing unless something crazy happens and he gets up front and has a strong enough car to get it done. You can't work on your stuff now with 2 weeks left in regular season. Not just regular season, but the season in general, really, the playoffs. You're down to, you don't have time, to work on this type of stuff. It just doesn't happen like that. So for this team, 48 team, they are three laps down at Texas. When was the last time we heard that? Not in quite some time. We're used to seeing this 48 up in the top five, lean laps, and taking a checkered flag. But this is the last gas for the quote-unquote legend of the era of Jimmy Johnson. If he don't get it done, he will not be chasing at 8. He'll have to look at it, and he'll be have to saddle back up next year. And that's what it's looking like to me. I was off of it before the playoffs started. And this team don't got it. This team don't have that mojo no more, at least for this year. We haven't seen it. And they've lucked, really, into one of those three wins this year. But other than that, this team looks like they're still in mid-season form. But they're struggling, sleeping on the wheel, checking out Jimmy Johnson not on the same page, and they have unloaded kind of off in right field. So Jimmy Johnson, that 48 team, I was off of that bandwagon, not making championship four, and I'm still off that bandwagon. I'm not getting back on it, And I'm just saying how the way it is. call me a liar. You're going to have to go back through these playoffs and see. You know, he lucked in a couple of these. He lucked into this round thanks to Kenseth and the crew and a dumb crew decision to have too many men out. Kyle Larson blew an engine. He would have been out. I'll tell you that. He was already out. But, you know, luck's going to run out sooner or later. So I think it will run out on Sunday, and he will not compete for that championship. You'll have to wait until next year. They got to get their stuff together. It's way late, too late in the season to work on your stuff now. It just don't happen. This is you in or you out, and this team's going to be out, no doubt. Excuse me, folks. Jimmy Johnson, by the way, for those of you who did not watch the race, ended up finishing in the 27th spot. EG3 show right here on KCSportsRadio.com. Eddie Greer in the house as every week for the EG3 show here on JPEG Sports Network. Harvick, the winner, and I guess the theme for him is an opportunity. He just won that chance to be that card. Be that guy to upset the apple cart. Well, he'll have an opportunity to do that next weekend for opportunity to be champion once again. Martin Truex Jr. is going to be right there with him as well. Runner-up spot, Denny Hamlin. After all that with Chase Elliott, Hamlin had a great car all weekend. Hamlin, who started second, finished third. Matt Kenseth, the non-playoff driver of the week. With all the news surrounding him, which I'll get to in the final segment of today's show. Matt Kenseth, great drive for him, finishing the fourth spot. Keselowski, as I talked about, fifth. Ryan Blaney, opportunity to make something happen. Got one more chance to do it here on Sunday. Sixth, Joey Logano, seventh. Chase Elliott, eighth. Kurt Busch, ninth. Erik Jones, rounding out the top 10 other playoff drivers that didn't mention outside of this top 10 would be Kyle Busch, who had that contact, 19th. I already talked about Jimmy Johnson, and that's about it, really. Yep. As I go down to the running order for the AAA Texas 500, yep, that's it. As, of course, three drivers have locked their spot, have got their golden tickets punched to Miami. The question mark of the week, who's going to be that fourth driver to get it done? It's going to be an interesting race. This is going to go right down to the wire. Last year's race was any crazier, seeing what took place. Alex Bowman in the middle of that. Matt Kenseth, Logano, Kenseth was in a spot to get to Homestead. Kyle Busch was at sometimes. Last year was outside looking in, but Kenseth being taken out by Alex Bowman late ruined that opportunity, and Kyle Busch got in, and Logano won the race. He got in. So this, you only got one spot to get in. It is going to be really tough. You better have your stuff right, get your game right, or otherwise you might as well grab your luggage and get out of Phoenix on Friday night, because you don't have your stuff right after Saturday's practices, then it is going to be a struggle. And we know Phoenix is a tricky little mile track itself, a couple different turns, and we're definitely going to see some action. So we might even see some feelings get hurt if we saw anything like that last year. And in Martinsville, you still got to put that in play. A lot of some talk about Denny Hamlin, Chase Elliott, in their little battle here, as Chase Elliott continues to ignore Denny Hamlin or not even worry about him at this point. Just got one opportunity, one chance to get it done, and if you're not up to the task, then it could be lights out. So, right now, it's Ford Championship weekend, next weekend. Harvick in a Ford, and if that team can pull the championship out off next weekend, that will be some story there. Rebuilding their cars from pretty much Chevy's chassis to Ford, all the hard work they put into it, and of course the veteran at Ronnie Childers, this combination, they've already know how to win a championship going for another. This is their third appearance to Miami in the Final Four. Kyle Busch is as well. And Martin Truex's second appearance in Miami. That leaves a couple spots. We're going to get a first-timer unless Jimmy Johnson all of a sudden comes Superman out of nowhere and gets it done, which I highly doubt that's going to happen. Keselowski, well talked about, hasn't been in the Final Four. Then you have the stories of these Young Bucks, Ryan Blaney, Chase Elliott. That will be some story as well, and including throwing Wood Brothers in the mix, Chase Elliott, after a legend of Jeff Gordon trying to put that number back into the championship fold. So a lot of storylines, and then again, the whole Jimmy Johnson trying to make history thing, that's another storyline as well, obviously. So a lot is going on here, and it's just going to make for a fun race all the way down to the last drop at the desert. Man, it's going to be something to see. What a scene that's going to be Sunday afternoon. Somebody is going to be grabbing that final golden ticket to Miami. Who? Got to turn to NBC. Believe they have the call for the race. I will double check that in our final timeout right now here on EG3 show right here on KCSportsRadio.com. Thanks for tuning in to this afternoon. When I come back to the pod, news and notes, and of course I'll get you that information on this weekend's critical race. The last race before the championship for the Final Four drivers. And of course, I have an announcement to make here before wrapping up the show with Behind the Wheel. That's all coming up next. You're listening to the EG3 show right here on KCSportsRadio.com. What's up, EG3 show, ladies and gentlemen, is back right here on KCSportsRadio.com at JPEG Sports Network. Eddie Greer in the house again, once again, as every week this year on the EG3 show, the latest in the world of NASCAR. We are down to it, the last race before our championship week in the state of Florida next weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And by the way, those of you who are going to be interested in watching the race, five drivers gunning for that final ticket to Miami. Can-Am 500, or I should say 5 kilometers, at Phoenix Raceway. Coverage on Sunday afternoon, 1:30 Central Time, that's 2 Eastern Time, airing on NBC. They will have the last two races for the NASCAR season. Of course, next weekend is all for the title. We call for the first time Monster Energy Cup Series champ. But first, we got unfinished business in Phoenix. It's going to be a scene down there. Keselowski right now holds it by 19 over Hamlin. And Blaney will need to win. Elliott needs to win. Are the obvious factor. And Jimmy Johnson will have to do something to try to get himself in, which is basically, guess what? Win. Yes, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. So Going to be a fun weekend of racing beginning tomorrow night in the trucks. Johnny Sauter, we know, is in, and most likely in the Xfinity Series. The trio of Junior Motorsports, as we have talked about all playoff long, really all season long, they will have their hands on the three tickets. The question is there. Also, one spot up for grabs. Brennan Poel looks to continue his consistent ways to get himself in the championship for next week in these Xfinity Series, trying to hold off Matt Tiff and Keselowski. We'll have to pull what he did at Texas last week to finally get himself back to Miami for opportunity for him to go for two to win another championship title. All right, news and notes real quick here. Of course, to talk about Matt Kenseth in the second segment, he will stand down for a while after the checkered flag waves at Homestead, but he still would like to race with a competitive team, given that he still has that competitive fire at the age of over 40 years old. I don't know the exact age, but it's over 40, and he really showed it, leading 29 laps last week at Texas and got the job done. So Kenseth, of course, will be spending time, he said it, with his family, but he still would like to give an opportunity to race for a competitive team at some point. We don't know the timetable of Kenseth's little sabbatical going on, but he's going to take a timeout after the final laps at Homestead. Kurt Busch also still in talks, trying to return back to the 41. Of course, Tony Stewart signed on Eric Almirola to the 10 car yesterday afternoon, made official that Eric Almirola will replace Danica Patrick. Of course, Danica Patrick leaving Stewart Haas Racing, and her plans have been unannounced as well, so she's without a ride as well. And of course, I mentioned this, Chase Elliott still ticked at Denny Hamlin, and it's still, the beat goes on for those two as we're going to Phoenix with an opportunity at one driver. We'll have an opportunity to grab that last golden ticket to Miami for a chance to race for a championship. This is what you race for all year long, that opportunity, and somebody is going to get it. We don't know who that is yet, but it's going to be a good race out west Sunday afternoon. It's going to be a good race all over the place here this weekend, and we're going to see that trend continues in the Xfinity Series, though, as well, with none of these playoff drivers winning a race, and that could be something to look out for. You know, everyone, I mentioned this on the pod last week, Kyle Larson being out, he could wreak havoc in a championship four, given that he's so good at the high line in Miami, being the best driver that is. He would have wreaked havoc. He would have had a definite shot at a championship, but he's done here in 2017, and he's continued to struggle yet again. Kyle Larson trying to make too much. His team put him behind the chains, and Kyle Larson crashed out, and that makes, for the first time in his career, Kyle Larson 3 DNFs in a row. So, man, when a gorilla's hops on your back, it definitely hops on your back. But Kyle Larson, on the off-field news, though, great news for him there. He and girlfriend Caitlin, I believe is the name, will be expecting a second child, which will be a boy, his boy. So Big Owen will be big brother. So congratulations to them as well. And Bubba Wallace, and this has been named for me, this has irked me since pretty much last night, catching a lot of havoc, and I'm trying not to go there, and I don't want to go there, and I'm still not trying to go there with all, you know, the racial issues going on since Trump has taken over and whatnot, blah blah blah, and all this other stuff. But it's getting ridiculous. A lot of hate because he's black NASCAR driver moving up to the big time next year, and it just needs to stop right there. You know, me being fellow African American, my being black myself here on the pod, you know, love the opportunity of doing this, and just to see that, I mean, it really ticks me off. It should piss off a lot of fans out here that want to see more diversity in the sport. You know, Daniel Suarez being successful as he is, you know, coming up to this level due to Carl Edwards' surprising retirement this year. He's done pretty well this year. You know, Daniel Patrick has done good things, you know, sometimes on the track, but definitely off the track with the sport. And some people just, I don't think, have a lot more common sense, and it's very disappointing. And, you know, I can only do what I can do, but I'm not going there, and I don't want to go there knowing a whole lot of things can be up discussion. We can't even talk about sports anymore in general without bringing up the racial issue or, you know, the national anthem issue. So it's definitely been disappointing for that, and, you know, all excitement around that. Bubba Wallace, for those of you who don't know, Darryl Wallace Jr., Bubba his nickname, African-American who's won quite a bit in the truck series. He actually won back at Michigan in relief driver duty, actually in a run race deal in dramatic fashion, which was awesome to see that happen. So, you know, Bubba, keep doing your thing, man. Just keep doing it, man. Do it, all right? And, okay, now, you know, before I do that, the special announcement, of course, number of the week is 200 miles an hour, 200.901. That was the pole sitter of Kevin Harvick's teammate, Kurt Busch, who snacked the pole at Texas last week. That lap, 200 mile an hour, 200.901, the fastest ever on a mile and a half track. And I'm going to leave it right there with the number of the week this week. Fast, Kurt Busch getting it done. And his teammate, Kevin Harvick, locking up a spot in Miami, closing it out in a flourish over the 7, 8, and 11 last week. As I stated here today on the pod, Kevin Harvick moving on to Miami, an opportunity to race for a championship. EG3 show status leads into special announcement. Of course, JPEG Sports will be closing doors at the end of this month. For those of you who have been listening to our shows here the past few years or so, I've been honored to do the show here on jpegsports.com/kcsportsradio.com, folks. But I will be continuing the show independently until otherwise. So you'll be looking for more episodes to come on Audio Boom and Soundtrack. So keep your eyes open on there. I will continue with a couple more episodes this year, of course, probably up until the beginning of December, still ironing out the details. But yes, EG3ers out there who've been listening all year long and for the past 3 years or so I've been doing this here for JPEG Sports, man, it's been a blast, especially the last couple years of doing it and representing. I don't live in KC anymore, but doing this all the way out in Manhattan, Kansas, and doing my thing out here and giving my best 100% every week, working on my stuff and doing the thing that I like to do, being on radio, having a good time with you guys. It's been a blast here on the JPEG Sports Show, or JPEG Sports Network, sorry, but shutting their doors down. But the EG3 show, the train, the car is going to be moving along. I'll be doing this independently until something else happens along the way, along the radio way here or something like that, until noted if I get offered something else or whatnot. But yes, the EG3 show, ladies and gentlemen, will roll on. In the last episode here for the JPEG Sports Network is concerned, will probably be next week, Homestead weekend, and then part two will be, that's when we'll make the transfer over to Audio Boom, which you can listen to old episodes, previous episodes of the EG3 show. That's where I'll be at, and of course it'll be posted on SoundCloud. But we have a few more episodes overall in general before we close doors here on another season of the EG3 show. It's been a great, experience once again ride this wave. It's been really, really awesome. Met a lot of good people, and I'll be doing some shout outs here next week. People give me the opportunity to do this NASCAR show here for you guys. It's been so much fun to do, and the show's going to continue to roll on independently, my style, and it'll be on Audio Boom, which you'll catch. And oh, by the way, it's under 3Y with EG3, which I'll tell you more about that as well as we kind of transfer in to another adventure here. So a lot more to kind of iron out here. But yes, JPEG Sports Network will shut down at the end, shut its doors down at the end of the month, and most likely our last episode with JPEG Sports Network will be next weekend, which will be part one Homestead Championship episode. And then again, Homestead part two, which will be the transfer, will be on Audio Boom and SoundCloud. So keep your eyes open on that. All right, folks, that will end the talking part of the EG3 show right here on JPEG Sports Network, KCSportsRadio.com. Eddie Greer saying thank you for listening to today's episode of the EG3 show. It's been a blast. Once again, hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're right down to it. We are going to decide the championship for this weekend. Well, we already know three spots in both the Xfinity Series and Cup Series, and we probably know three spots in the Truck Series. Who is that elusive one spot going to go to? Man, buckle up. We're going for a ride in Phoenix. EG3 show. Thanks for listening. KC Sports Network. Next, Behind the Wheel, Texas. I'm out.
Hi, bro. Beautiful Texas here. 334 laps. Let's do it the Truex way, babe. I'd like to say hello to all these great fans here with us today. It's a beautiful day for a race. Go kick some ass today.
You know, on your PR lap now, Adam, ready to race. Anything for the fans, Tony. America's crew chief.
You guys done a great job down there, Jeremy, the last few weeks. Let's show who can run out front here today. Good luck.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Should be hot, slick, patient, disciplined all day long.
Let's go win this thing today. Nice and smooth on pit road. Get some cowboy hats.
Starting to pick up. Green flag. Green flag. Good out back.
Still outside 2x2 here with 77.
Clear. Just him. One back. No run.
5-2. Get smooth. Hit your marks.
Smile to our left. Your lane's moving great. Gonna get it behind the 18. One back. Come on, Kyle. Inside.
Slow it down next. Watch this 18 up top.
Got a tire?
Flat left rear. Flat.
And that 18's right front. All over real good.
Four tires, guys. Four tires. It's ridiculous, man. I guess they're gonna block for 500 miles.
I just about wrecked inside of him trying to get the turn.
Focus forward, buddy. Go get that 5. Come on.
Okay, Templar, track bar is helping you, right?
I don't know, let me ask you. Track bar, are you helping me?
72, this race is like a tool.
Garbage in altitude, absolute garbage.
3, 2, get up the early.
The more cars you pass, the more the leader has to pass to catch you, man. Look forward, come on.
Doing good.
Doing the 27. Watch these guys, easy.
The 42 car who's passed everybody.
So stupid.
Yes, he is. All in line, bub. Got a long ways to go.
I really don't know what to ask for, man. It's deep grip.
Then I am at 42. Something's happening there. He's just going straight. Things falling apart on him. Into 3, the blue one up there.
Got a good run on you this time. One back. Half.
Tempo, bud. We're getting tight up here at the stage breaks.
All right, green check. Nice and easy.
Put it out. On stage 1.
This should be open here. Bring it to us. 4 tires.
All right, here we come. Looking left. 3, 2, 1. Here we go. 4 tires.
Be ready to back him up here, guys, in case we can't get out.
Show that. If he does that again, we're knocking him off the jack.
I wasn't even close. He got us. Step 4.
He's coming back to the green.
Should get restart.
43 foot step 4 on the bottom.
So we're not racing anybody. We're just trying to survive.
Holy dude. I went up 3/10 and I almost crashed.
4's got a big run coming to you.
The 11 got way out of shape up there. You see him?
I think Denny was waiting for me to lift.
I didn't lift till I got to the bottom.
Such traffic, dude. It's ridiculous.
Patience is out. I may have a loose wheel.
Yeah, something definitely wrong.
Right, nice stage one there. Let's go
go get this last one. Save some fuel, cycle the motor.
Alright, make sure you got everything like you want. Coming to the green here.
Ready, ready. Green, green, green. All rolling.
There you go. Good start, good start. Still inside.
Every lap, I've gone into one. Plays on the splitter.
I think we're overly neurosensitive. It's ridiculous.
Still crashing loose, getting in. Had it fixed it all day.
Alright, babe, we're gonna pit this time. Four tires.
Pit this time. Pit this time.
2-1. Right over here.
2-1. Wheel left on the brake.
All the way out.
Go, 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 go. All the way to grass, no speed.
You ain't got
them.
Hey. They say we're good.
I have a loose wheel.
These
guys, we bugged us off.
Saying we're good.
I think so.
There's no way.
Coming at this top. They're terrible.
Man. The right front had a lug nut between the wheel and the hat there, old man.
Trouble again in turn number 2.
Got one spinning here. Got one spinning. Keep digging here. He's going to be coming across. Keep digging. Come on. Come on.
I definitely got a loose wheel.
2-1. Go, go. To the grass. You're going to need to bring it back to us here.
What's wrong?
There's a hat on the right front wheel spacer that's backed out, not letting the right front be tight.
Oh, what?
This puts him back on the lead lap, I believe.
I was following the 24. He's pretty good at getting away with what the f*** cover.
Going, going, going. Green flag, green flag.
You're all clear.
All clear.
Two top here, 1572. Clear.
I don't think I've ever had so many fading lift cars in my entire life.
Kyle Larson is in big trouble. He gets loose into turn 2.
You're on fire here, Kyle. Come to a stop. Come to a stop. Come to a stop.
He wanted to talk about how sh- the car was and he wrecked it.
That's for 2 weeks in a row.
Display the red.
Feel like it's a long race? Nothing like a red flag to extend it, huh?
Well, it's really hot. Yeah, this is pretty shitty of them to stop us, to be honest.
I feel like I got a blister on my It's so hot. Ugh.
They just showed us the hottest race on record here.
It's actually kind of cool if you park next to Kyle Busch on a red flag, you get to hear all the fans yell a bunch of curse words.
Going off the 11. Ready? Green, green, green.
Good start, good start, good.
Going out. Get that draft. Get to him here.
One back, quarterback. He's looking high, he's looking high, he's looking high.
You're clear. Nothing else behind to worry about. It's your mark now, it's your mark.
I see how you did that. Thanks for dumbass in a six for it, though. Idiot.
Harvick down into turn 3 and headed for home off turn 4.
Right there, boys. Exit 7, you're great down. Awesome.
We are a clinch mark.
Something happened there, folks. So, EG3 show, thanks for listening once again. You just heard behind the wheel, Kevin Harvick taking the checkered flags at Homestead. And this is second week in a row this has done that, so I don't know what is going on with that, folks. So, excuse me for that. But, EG3 show, look, make sure you look for us from Facebook, facebook.com/EG3 show, and of course, Twitter at the EG3_show. Once again, Phoenix is going down to it. Who's going to grab those last tickets to Miami? Eddie Greer's out. EG3 show. KCSportsRadio.com. The JPEG Sports Network.